This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Well, obviously, hugely disappointing outcome for us. But you know what? At least we were more like ourselves today in terms of our football. I mean, our last two away games, Newcastle, Chelsea, was, apart from the results, which weren't great either, but we just didn't try and play our football. I thought today, even the first half, you know, some of our football, our pressing was back to where it should be. We lacked a real sort of cutting edge for sure. We just had nothing in that front third, and that allowed Liverpool to get comfortable. And flip side of that was when they got forward and into the front third, their front guys were quite lethal in pouncing on our mistakes. And so 4-0, you know, we've got a mountain to climb. But again, when we play like ourselves, we always finish strong because we put pressure on the opposition that eventually takes its toll. And you know, we scored a couple of goals, maybe could add a couple more. So look, no hiding away from it's disappointing, but at least we tried to play and we looked, you know, like a version of ourselves, which gives me something to work with.
Is it a confidence thing at the moment? Maybe
in the front third there is. I thought our football was good today. You know, we're under pressure. You know, they're a good pressing team. We played some real good stuff to get through them, and then we get to the front third, nothing would happen, and there probably is a bit of a lack of confidence. But again, that's just something guys got to work through. You know, you got to find a way to overcome that, because ultimately, you know, if you don't put pressure on the opposition in that front third after you've worked your way up there, then like I said, they're going to get comfortable with their position. So it's probably a little bit of that. But again, we've got to find a way to snap out of that, because it's not going to happen on its own.
But do you not think it's also a mentality issue? You start playing well when you're 3-0 down against Arsenal, you start playing well when you're 4-0 down against Liverpool,
when you
actually lost.
Yeah, I think you missed the point of what I just said. I don't think we were playing badly. I know we're losing 4-0, and against Arsenal I didn't think we were playing badly. It's just that the difference was in the two boxes, we kind of lacked a cutting edge, and the opposition, very good opposition. So, like I said, that's got nothing to do with it. I mean, mentality, if you come to Anfield and, you know, don't try and play, maybe that shows that you haven't got the mentality. But we tried to play. We definitely tried to play. And so I don't think it's a mentality issue at all. In fact, I think it's the polar opposite of that. I think the mentality, at least tonight, was there for us to go out and try and be a version of ourselves. And you know, we're short, absolutely, but like I said, that gives me something to work with.
And you mentioned before in terms of your build-up and how you like to approach it against the Liverpool side. You do like to regain the ball. How did you feel? You did, there were some mistakes. Was it a tempo thing? Was it movement sometimes?
I think we pinched it a few times as well. But the difference was they punished us and we didn't punish them. So that's what I'm talking about. So when you've got two teams kind of similar going at it, it's going to happen. In those moments, it's what, you know, whether you capitalise or not. So, but again, I'd much rather we go down that road and try and fix those kind of areas than try and change our approach.
Could you ask about Emerson Royale, like a tough day for him?
Yeah, yeah. Look, I mean, we're playing him out of position. Obviously, you know, it's kind of the way our season's gone. Whenever we've had injuries, we invariably have had him in the same part of the pitch, so you know both our left backs are out, so we kind of forced him out there. So it's not great for him, and he's obviously up against a, you know, pretty good player in Mo. So but you know, that's something we have to deal with.
What did you make of Charleston's impact and the impact of the
subs? Yeah, it was good, but again, I think that was because we'd worked hard up until that point. And like I said, when we play our football, and you know, it sounds madness because we were 4-0 down, but we still made Liverpool work hard. And we do in all our games. You know, the Arsenal game was similar. So we always tend to finish strong. And I think the subs benefit from the hard work of the other guys, but it certainly helped. You know, although Richie was really good with his presence, and you know, then the other guys coming on, I thought, added something for us. We got a couple of goals. So I said, yeah, I could add a couple more.
What was your thoughts of bringing them on when you did? Because it seemed the game was effectively dead at that point. Were you still thinking you'd get something?
Well, he wasn't, was it?
No.
Yeah,
so, was that your thought?
Yeah, look, I mean, Richie played. I mean, he started on Thursday night, but he's been out for a fair while, so we were never going to play him back-to-back games. So it was always about trying to get him on the field in the last half hour today, irrespective of how the game was going. But, look, at 4-0, do you think you can win? No, but I still felt we would get something, could get something out of the game in terms of, because I knew we'd finish strong because of all the work we'd done till that. So, but it's fair to say before he came on, we never looked threatening at all whenever we got into those areas. And him coming on, I thought Sonny improved on the left and Brennan on the right. Just gave us a little bit more of a presence in there.
And as the players left at half-time, I don't know whether you saw it, or we were able to see it, but basically, you know, Vicario stepped in between Romero.
I didn't see it. A few people mentioned it, but mate, they, as I've said to others, they care, mate. You know, it hurts them. They're not, you know, it's like they're not going to just be happy with the current situation, you know. And because they care, you know, they want it to improve. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And you know, as long as it's done in a constructive way and irrespective, like, you know, the players who I've been told that we're involved, they care. They want to change the situation. They want to accept it.
Okay, thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.